Let's go ahead and do the scorning thing, okay? How many people have seen that since we talked about it? Okay, how many people still don't have a clue what it is? That's okay, because you can always get the tape, and it might be something God's going to deal with later in your life. Let me describe scorning. I have heard it so much coming out of mouths of people since we taught this, and I don't think they're still seeing it. So I want you to see this, okay? Some of you are seeing it. Some of us have seen it. Let me ask this. How many already know there's some of that in you? Okay, so we know we're going to have an altar call already. We have to hate it, though. And I don't know if some people see it enough to hate it. All right. When we looked at the scorner, I'm not going to go over all the scriptures. If you ever look in the scriptures what God says about the scorner, it's terrible. God despises a scorner. He despises that spirit. He despises it, what it makes people do. We looked at some the other day in Proverbs, but there's about the eye. The whole scorner thing is part of haughty. It's about the eyes that mock and roll their eyes. It's really a spirit of false wisdom that could have real wisdom mixed in if you're anointed of God and you move in the things of God. You got to realize that's the issue here. There's some real going on in your life. Thank God that everything doesn't have to be completely pure before you can begin to have something real, or there'd be no real ministry. There'd be no real anything. You know, we'd all be sitting around waiting, well, who's going to come help? You know, where are the people who are pure enough to set us free? So I'm saying this, do not come into condemnation when God starts showing you this stuff. And true repentance and true brokenness, God says he's looking for brokenness. Well, what do you think he means? He means you're going to see where you were working for the enemy and you thought it was for God. And that's going to break you. It's going to make you go, oh, how many know what I'm talking about? That's when it's real. That's when you'll hate it and turn from it. I hate when I see how Satan used me, used my gifting, used my calling, used my influence to hurt people that Christ died for and loves and actually set me in a position to help them. But there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. You guys can just know this. I'm not living under a false judge. I can't see the things I see about myself and still stand here and say, well, if I had condemnation. There's no condemnation. We are human beings all in this together. I have more compassion for everybody in the body of Christ than I've ever had before since God started revealing to me how messed up we all are. Because I'm just doing the best I can with where I'm at. Is there anybody in here who's not just doing the best they can with where they're at? Is there anybody purposely in here who's purposely trying to screw up your kids or ruin your marriage or destroy friendships or attack people in the ministry? Or is there anybody who's still purposely, blatantly working that way for the enemy? Everybody's hands are down. All right. I kind of believe that. I mean, somebody could have raised their hand and that's fine. I really believe that everyone in here really has a desire for what's real in God and to see people ministered to and to see people loved, right? And they want their kids that way, to be brought up right and all that, okay? So because of that, because we're not intentionally, blatantly, outwardly sinning, saying ha, 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 there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus, okay? A scornful spirit takes the place of the Holy Spirit in judgment and proclamation. And basically what a scornful spirit does is take away any hope that somebody would really change and takes out the Holy Spirit. An example would be, and depending to how this moves and where you move in wisdom or different things or how much influence you have, you could actually direct people's steps as to, well, don't do that because of this. And you totally leave the Holy Spirit out of it. I'm trying to give examples without totally stepping on toes, because I'm telling you, this ministry has given me enough examples in the last 2 weeks that I could use your verbatim words and show how much scornfulness is going on around here. Okay? Example. And we said before, it's a strong opinion. So putting, not having, if you have a lot of opinions, we talked about this in the Bible study this morning. If you have a lot of opinions, that's witchcraft, and it usually has scornful behind it. Okay? For example, let me just use an example. This hasn't happened, so this nobody's toes will get stepped on, but this is something that could happen. Irene and Norman are in the process of putting buying a trailer for the trailer park. And it was something they never thought of doing. Irene never wanted to go to a trailer park from a home in a neighborhood. You know, it was like in her pride and in her, I'm not going to do that and I'm not losing my house. God's asked her to do this. She believes, and we pretty much feel it too, so that she can be a witness in that neighborhood. And he's actually given her such an excitement and a joy for it. It's got to be God. And she knows it. This isn't me. This is God, okay? All right. But somebody else could come with scornful and say, you know, that is the stupidest thing you've ever heard of. You know your real estate value will go down, and you're spending all that money for nothing. And that is a really dangerous neighborhood to be in. Why on earth would you, not even why would you do it? You don't, it's just like, I just know you shouldn't do that. Or behind her back, scornful could be telling other people and cursing it. I can't, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. Okay? Well, in natural wisdom, it could be very true if I didn't know Christ to say, that's not a very good real estate move, you know? And, you know, safety-wise, are you sure you want to do that? Although they've never had any problem with it. But you see what I'm saying, okay? But scornful takes facts or takes what looks like wisdom of the world and darts it as if this is the end all. Who cares what the Holy Spirit has to say? Do you get that? And it pierces through people and it curses people and it takes the place of the Holy Spirit in people's life. And then if the person's doing this either behind the back because it's a spirit, so it's still releasing stuff to cause confusion and all, or even if it's a hit on direct hit with people, what it does is it calls people to question if God could be doing this. It's almost like a no way God would do this. Slam the door. Okay? Now, scornful would just straight out and get people out of the will of God. Take away hope. Take away what God wants to do. Look at situations. Look at it from human wisdom. And make declarations that become demonic because they become opinionated and they begin and to the point where you have a spirit of influence in the heavenlies and to where you have a spirit of influence in people's lives can really, really get people out of God's will or cause confusion or witchcraft. Okay, do you understand that? Okay. Now, it's not scornful for what I did with Irene. I sat Irene down and I said, Irene, let's just look at this. You know, let's look at how much you have to make for this to work, what this is going to do. There's nothing wrong with giving somebody facts and then saying, but you know, if you think this is God, I can really see how God could use you like this. I can see how God could do that, but this is your decision. I never once said, oh God, this is God. We wanted evangelists. I have an excitement in my spirit, but I think I'd have an excitement in my spirit if any of you were going to move back there where God could use you. Okay. And it's not up to me to then use witchcraft to put that on them like now they have to or they're out of God's will. See, this is getting to, God's asking for a mature church, okay? But I could use my sphere of influence, maybe not anymore because y'all have been taught and trained so well that it probably wouldn't work, which is good. That's what I'd want, you know? You'd say, you know, who are you? Shut up. Holy Ghost is in charge, which is good. That means I've done it the way God would have me to do it. That's what I would want you to do. I wouldn't want to be able to direct any of you into a decision that you didn't know it was God. And I'm not going to ever try to by God's grace. But even if I did, if I've trained you up the way the Lord has called me to train you up by his leading, I wouldn't be able to anyway. Praise God. Praise God. Because we want you to hear God. We want you to follow God. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay. Other examples. Just other examples. You cannot move to that neighborhood because the schools are so bad there. You know, there's just no way you're just stupid if you move to that neighborhood. You just left God out of it. Who are you to say? What? No wonder God says, I hate the scorner. It's like, who are you to use natural wisdom to come in and say what somebody else should be doing? Who died and made you God? Who made you the Holy Spirit? Now, many times, the devil will go after people who are going to have a spirit of influence and who have a lot of wisdom. because people automatically listen to them. You need to be real sensitive there to get rid of the spirit and hate it, because your intention would never be to use for that devil to come in and use your sphere of influence that God has given you, that you've cried out for, that you've spent time in prayer for, that you love people for. Do you know what I'm saying? And then have that thing in you where Satan could even use it one time and cause somebody to get out of God's will, or curse somebody, or cause. So scornful always is opinion. It could be based on total correct information. It could be based on human wisdom. But it never leaves place for the working of the Holy Spirit and what he's doing. And it comes on pretty strong. Okay, now how many people understand scornful? You can see how powerful this can get as you get authority in Christ. You can see how you could declare something, and if you don't let God get this out of your heart and you don't deal with it, you can see where ministers have gotten really messed up. You can see where people following ministers have gotten really messed up. You can see where witchcraft is being released in the body of Christ in a powerful way because people haven't asked God to purge their hearts, okay? And so I just repent once again on the tape. There she goes again. I publicly repent if I've ever directed at anyone my opinion, even if it had a lot of valid information to it that wasn't from the Spirit of God. And I really don't believe I've done this for, I think it's been a really long time since I've done this. But if I have, I really repent. And I just thank God. And I ask the Holy Spirit to help people get back on track and get in the will if they listened, or come back to the ministry and get things right. It's been a long time that I haven't tried to be the Holy Spirit in people's lives. It doesn't mean I haven't maybe thought some of these things. And it hasn't meant that maybe I haven't said some of these things. But I really think I really do kind of do it with grace, because I really have such a respect for not touching. I have a real fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of true wisdom. A scornful spirit has no real fear of the Lord.